Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me is a very special guest. I tell you what, folks, this guy just fished at Lake Okeechobee not too long ago, and right in the middle of the tournament, he lost his mother. And I tell you what, I think all of America, Chris, was looking at you, and with me is Chris McCall. And man, oh man, the whole world, you were the sentimental favorite, no question about it.
Yeah, I tell you what, it was a really hard tournament to get through. It was full of so many highs and lows, but you know, the people, all the fans out there, the fellow fishermen, FLW, they all just stood behind me and made it a lot easier to get through, because it really was some really tough days in my life. But I really tremendously appreciated it all, and love Okeechobee, that's for sure.
Well, second place is not too bad. I tell you what, you remember that for a long time. But I kind of want to go back, you know. The fact that, you know, your mom was such a supporter of what you do and how you do it. I mean, she was probably your biggest fan, and was one of those kind of people just kept pushing you and driving you, didn't she?
Yeah, my mom, her name's Wendy, and she's always, I mean, I've fished, you know, since like 94, fishing bass and on into the Everstars and the FLWs, and she always has been there, always supported me, always wondered why you didn't win this tournament, or why you didn't do this to, you know, kind of help your career along a little bit. But she never wanted anything more for me than to be able to, you know, possibly one day do this and be real successful at it. So she's definitely always been my biggest fan.
Well, you got a full-time job you got to keep up with. You got a wife and family, and you're trying to do all those kind of things and fish the trail, which a lot of guys that just fish the trail, it's hard for them to keep up with. You got a busy schedule.
Yeah, I do, and you know, I'm real grateful. I work for some really good people that allow me the time off to fish and still be able to make sure I support myself if I'm not doing well in tournaments. And my wife, she's been with this, you know, with this fishing thing since we've been married, and she's a real key supporter in everything I do. And you know, we just try and take it any more one day at a time. I've kind of learned since all this happened to not look ahead so much like I used to.
Well, you know, the great fishery that you live on, you live in Jasper, Texas, and boy, I tell you what, one of my favorite fisheries in the whole world, Sam Rayburn, that's a hoot down there. That's a great fishery.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal lake, and you know, it really helped me at Okeechobee. The two lakes don't completely fish a lot alike, but they have little things that make them so much alike. You know, the fish populations, the grass, just little things you can pick up and key on here really help me when I go to places like Okeechobee. And I'm actually going to get to fish a team tournament here on Sunday, and my dad's going to fly in and fish with me. So we're really looking forward to getting out there on Sunday.
Well, that's going to be an absolute blast, I would think. Now, you know, I guess you kind of went down a path there talking about Lake Okeechobee in the comparison to the lake. You know, the large expanse of water, you know, some of the same things you mentioned with grass. But how did you fish that event in the FLW?
Well, the main thing I tried to key on when I got there was the lake had a lot more hydrilla this year than it did when I was there last year, which was the first time I'd ever been on it. And the main thing I tried to find, starting with the first day of practice, is I was trying to find hard bottom, an area with a hard bottom that had, you know, scattered hydrilla, scattered lily pads. It was those areas were the key areas, and they were really kind of hard to find. I mean, I found some up north, but I couldn't find the good quality fish, and I ended up going down south, and that's where I really, you know, found all the fish that I fished for. And I spent three other days looking for those kind of areas, and I really only found two or three that I really liked, and ended up staying in one main area the whole tournament.
Well, you take a big risk at Okeechobee in the springtime with that south end of the lake. You can get those big north winds coming in, and sometimes your water can get muddy and get stirred up and maybe not do as well, right?
Yeah, you know, that was one thing I did learn a little bit this year. I mean, you know, I know that's always a deal, that if it gets too windy, it can get the silt going and it'll mess an area up. And I did kind of face that the third day. And what I kind of figured out was if you could get on the calm side of, like, the big reed areas that had, you know, just some wind blowing through them instead of the front, you know, the face side, those areas were where those fish seemed to be pulling to. And it was something I wish I'd have keyed on a little sooner the third day, But when I finally started realizing what was going on, I started catching a little bit better, and thus caught my biggest fish right there towards the end of the day, the third day.
What were some of the baits? What were some of the techniques?
I was alternating between a gambler ninja spin spinner bait. When I was throwing it really on the calm, in the real calm slick areas, and I was burning it underneath the surface. And then when it would get a little windier, I'd switch to a Stanley tandem willa in gold. Both of them were gold spinner baits, and I was throwing that because in the wind, the ninja spin kind of rode up in the water a little higher than I wanted. And then the last 2 days, I caught a few sight fishing. And the first day, my three big ones, I had a 7-13, a 7-3, and a 6-pounder. And those three fish came on a combination of a gambler BB cricket in black and blue, and a Reaction Innovation sweet beaver in black and blue.
Well, both of those baits have gained notoriety lately, in particular that gambler BB cricket. It seems like everybody that fishes in the southern part of the country is using that thing right now.
Yeah, it's a unique little bait. I mean, it's so compact, and it seems like, the tougher it gets, the more bites you get on a smaller bait, and that's just a perfect little miniature, imitation crawfish.
Well, you got to be absolutely ecstatic with that second place finish, and now you kind of move on. You moved to, next place. You went to Shafalaya last week and probably didn't do as well as you'd like to, but now you go to Old Hickory.
Yeah, I'm excited. I get home and I finally got to rest. I didn't come home from Okeechobee for a month between going to my mother's funeral and going to Tennessee to spend some time with my dad, and then going to Shafalaya for six or eight days, I think is what I ended up there. And I get home, and I've been home for, I guess, 4 or 5 days now, and already, it's already starting. I had my wiggle warts out earlier, messing to check inventory on them, and fishing to get my map out. So I feel I'm starting to already be ready to leave again.
Well, once you're ate up with this disease called bass fishing, it's awful hard not to stay ate up, isn't it?
It is real hard, and especially when you get off to a good start, here at the first of the year. Last year, I've had two money finishes to start the year on the trail, but nothing like finishing second. They were lower money finishes, and then I ended up missing the championship by 3 places last year, so I was real excited to get off to a big start.
Well, you've done that, and I'm going to tell you what, folks, remember this name, Chris McCall, because not only did he do well at Okeechobee, he did okay at Shafalaya, and he's going to do good the rest of the year. I just know it. I can feel it.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm going to go out there and give it my best every day.
Well, you got to give me a report now every so often. Part of doing these shows is I get all these inside tracks on these great fisheries, and I'm going to come down there and fish your home water here pretty quick, and I expect to have nothing but good news about these big fish that are being caught.
Well, I tell you what, so far fishing has been pretty good every weekend. I usually get to fish a lot of the local stuff, but I'm concentrating just more on just fishing the FLW this year, and my team partner, he's been catching it pretty good, and the weights are up. Fravor looks like it's going to have a great year this year.
Well, a couple of years ago, that thing was down a little bit, had largemouth bass virus, but it's come back with a resurgence.
It really has, and the fish look so healthy this fall. And of course, we got another great lake right next door, Toledo Bend. It's a heck of a fishery, too, and you're so blessed to live right here with two lakes like this, and believe me, it took me a long time to really get to like them, but I love living here.
Well, I can see that, and I tell you what, it seems like those guys from Texas always seem to find a way to win in other parts of the country. And Chris, when you get to Old Hickory, remember now, the next time you win one, I'll be calling you back.
Well, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.